Well, you might have noticed by the redecoration in our Northex, this past week was Vacation Bible School for our church, a time when the story of God's love comes alive for children. We had over 50 kids come Monday through Thursday to learn about God, to experience God in touch and taste and sound. And in honor of Vacation Bible School, we are starting a sermon series this summer called Not Just for Kids. It's a sermon series where we are looking at some of the most beloved stories of Scripture, stories that you are taught when you're a child but rarely talk about when you're older. So this past week, we talked about Joshua and the Battle of Jericho, and this morning, we come to that beloved story of Samson and Delilah. Now, Samson, you'll remember, is a man who is known for his great strength and his long hair. He's not too dissimilar from our former youth minister, Zach Moser. Samson's hair gave him his identity. It's how people knew him. But then one day, all that changed. Maybe show the next one. There it is. Zach says hi, by the way. All of a sudden, how Samson was known was taken away from him. I'm going to look at the story of Samson, the story of his struggle. And we're going to ask what it means for us today. But before we do, will you pray with me? Have thine own way, O Lord, have thine own way. For you, O God, are our potter. We are your clay. Amen. Well, I had been a pastor for just about 4 weeks before I managed to give my first really bad advice to a church member. Now, I know what you're wondering. You're wondering, David, why did it take you so long to give bad advice to a church member? And the reason was because up until that point in time, no one had asked my opinion on anything. But then a month into my new position, it changed. A woman came to my office and asked if I had a moment. I invited her in, and she took a seat. She said to me, David, I'm looking for some advice. I'm struggling. I'm dealing with issues of anger. She said, I'm having a really hard time finding a way to forgive my ex-husband. I just find that I'm always angry all the time. No matter how much I try to let go of it, it just keeps coming back to me. You know, this past year, she said, I thought I had gotten over it. I thought I had finally moved beyond it, but only recently. I just recently learned that before I got divorced, my ex-husband took out $10,000 of loans in my name. And now I have creditors calling me, asking me when I'm going to repay. I'm just so mad. Now I was completely stunned by the conversation. I had no idea how to respond. I said to her, wow, $10,000 in loans and you didn't know about it? That's not good. That was the best advice I had in that moment. That's not good. You know, why does it seem like it's always those people closest to us that can cause us the most pain? You know, if a stranger hurts you, you get over it. If someone cuts you off in traffic, you don't stay angry that long. But when it's someone close to you that causes you pain, well, that is another thing entirely. You know, the scripture passage said Samson loved Delilah. It didn't say that he liked her. It didn't say he was infatuated with her or attracted to her. It said Samson loved her. He gave his heart to her. This wasn't some woman he met on the street. This wasn't some passing relationship in the night. This was someone he trusted, and she betrayed him. She traded in their love for a paycheck. She cashed in their future for a fortune. Three times she came to him looking for the secret of his strength, and three times he didn't fall for the trick. But of course, love makes you say foolish things. Love makes you do things that you wouldn't otherwise do. And of course, the fourth time Delilah came to Samson, she finally learned the truth. Samson said it was his hair. That was the thing that gave him his strength. His hair, it was a sign of the covenant God had made to him. His hair, that was what allowed him to tear apart lions. His hair was what gave him the ability to overcome his enemies with a jawbone. His hair was what allowed him to become the hero God's people needed in that moment. His hair gave him his strength. And as Delilah cut his hair, Samson felt the strength leave his body. As she shaved his head, he suddenly became weaker. You know, I've known some people who've experienced such heartbreak in their life that they simply didn't have the emotional energy to get out of bed in the morning. Some trauma happens to them, and in a moment, they can't move anymore. It's like all of the vitality just left them. For days, sometimes weeks on end, they'll stay in bed. They won't answer the door. They won't answer their phone. It's like they become a shell of their former self. Their strength leaves them. All of a sudden, they can't find any joy anymore. All of a sudden, the hope they once had is gone. At one point in life, they were unstoppable, and then suddenly life stopped them. Samson became weak, and his strength left. You know, I've heard it said that there are scars in this life, and then there are wounds. You see, a scar is a physical mark left by a physical pain. It's something you keep on the outside. A scar, that's what Harry Potter had on his forehead. A scar, that's what the mark on your knee after it's replaced. Now, they might not look pretty, but they don't hold you back. But a wound? A wound is another thing entirely. Now, a wound can be debilitating. A wound, it's not something you always see. Instead, it's something on the inside. It's a weight you carry with you. It's a black hole where your strength and hope and joy just seem to disappear and you can't get them back. Samson was wounded. This hero of God's people, reduced to a shell of his former self, this man who was known for his strength, led away into captivity, not just captivity of the body, captivity of the spirit as well. Life had disappointed Samson. That betrayal, it was just too much for him to handle. Why does it seem like it's always those people closest to us? That can cause us the most pain. You know, when you think about it, the story of Samson and Delilah, it really is a tragic tale. Well, it would be a tragic tale, that is, if it weren't for one key verse in the text. Did you hear it? Did you hear that little bit of good news that God smuggled into the story, that bit of hope that was there at the end? It was verse 22. See, the scripture says Samson was bound in shackles. He was taken to prison. His life was seemingly over. But then in verse 22, the scripture says this. It says, it was that moment when the hair on his head began to grow again. It came back. His hair grew again. I remember talking with a man once who had lost his wife many years before. I asked him how he was doing, and he said, "You know, I'm okay." He said, "Don't get me wrong, I still miss her every day. I miss the cups of coffee we have in the morning. I miss the way we used to watch TV late at night together. I miss our beach trips in the summer. I miss pulling out the Christmas decorations in the winter. I still miss her every day, but you know, I think I'm doing better," he said. It's funny, he said, recently I noticed that my days are filled more with gratitude now than grief. And every day I feel like I'm just getting a little bit stronger. He said, every day things are getting a little bit better. Just make no mistake about it. Samson was taken into captivity. His head was shaved and his strength did leave him, but his hair grew back, the story says. His hair began to grow again. That life that he once knew, it started to come back to him, not all at once. After all, hair does not grow that quickly, but it came back nonetheless. Slowly and over time, his strength returned. You see, we've all been wounded in this life. We've all had an experience of betrayal where all of a sudden the future we had planned for our life, all of a sudden it is taken from us. And the next day it can be hard to get out of bed in the morning. But never forget, there is healing in God's love. And that healing, it refuses to allow you to stay broken. That healing, it refuses to allow you to stay a shell of your former self. Instead, new every day is God's mercy. Every day you get a little bit stronger, things get a little bit better because God surrounds you and fills you, and the hair grows back. And so Naomi lost her husband and her two children, but her strength returned. And she journeyed with Ruth all the way to Bethlehem. And while Hosea's wife, she betrayed him, and their marriage fell apart, but his strength returned. And he became a prophet to God's people. And Mary Magdalene, well, she was tormented by demons from her past, but her strength returned as well. And on Easter, she saw the risen Christ. It gets better. The wound you've experienced, it won't define your life forever, because slowly and over time, the healing power of God surrounds you. Until one day, God's work is complete. One day, your healing is complete. You know, just after Easter this past year, I had a woman come up to me and say, David, I want to tell you about something that happened to me on Easter Sunday. It was the strangest thing, she said. It was just weird. We were there in the service, and we were singing all of those Easter songs we always sing, and we were listening to the Easter story read again, and then all of a sudden, in that moment, I started to cry. I just started to cry in the middle of the worship service, and in that moment, I realized I finally had the strength to forgive my mother. My mom's been dead for 19 years. But then, in that moment, all of a sudden, I realized I could do it. I could forgive her. And since that moment, I felt free. It was like God just lifted a burden from me. All of a sudden, I can talk about mom and I don't start to cry anymore. I can talk about mom and I'm not angry anymore. All of a sudden, I feel like I'm myself again. God set me free. On Easter, God blessed me. God set me free. Samson's hair grew back. His strength returned. And even though he had the scars, his wound, it was healed. So whatever it is you're carrying with you today, have faith. Have faith and remember that there is healing in God's love. And sometimes it doesn't happen at once, but it will happen. Remember and have faith that God still has a purpose for your life. Just like Naomi, just like Hosea, just like Mary Magdalene, there is a reason you are here. Because you, after all, can testify to what the word resurrection means because you have lived it yourself. Have faith. Have faith and let other people know what God's love can do. Have faith. And let them know that where the world sees an end, God sees a new beginning. Have faith. And tell them that behind every cross, there is an empty tomb and a God waiting to make all things new. Have faith and tell them. Tell them that Samson's hair grew back. Tell them it gets better. Every day, a little bit better. Have faith. And tell them that. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Will you pray with me?